The Confederate battle flag flew above the South Carolina Capitol or on its grounds for 44 years. That changed after the massacre at Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. Photos emerged of accused killer Dylan Roof with the flag. Demands to take it down intensified, and the Confederate flag was gone 3 weeks later. It was sent to a state museum for display, but as WFAE Sarah D'Elia reports from Columbia, that display isn't going to happen anytime soon.
July 10, 2015 was a hot, sticky day in Columbia, some 100 miles away from where the tragedy in Charleston had occurred about 3 weeks before. Still, thousands gathered outside the State House to see one thing, the ceremonial lowering of the Confederate battle flag. Some came to say goodbye to what they felt was a piece of Southern heritage. Others came to celebrate its removal. Just 24 hours earlier, Governor Nikki Haley signed a bill that ordered the removal of the flag.
We're a state that believes in respect, so we will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
It was decided that that rightful place was about a mile away from the State House at the Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum. But a year later, it's still not available to the public.
Ready for the backstage tour now? Okay, sure, Catherine.
Through locked doors and a secured room, I follow Rachel Cockrell, the registrar and operations chief of the Relic Room, through a maze of racks stacked to the brim with stored objects. Space is limited in their storage room, so they've had to get creative with the tight quarters.
By buying restaurant racks and using them, you can move them out of the way a lot easier.
It's like a waiting room for artifacts that stem from the Revolutionary War to the present day. Letters, guns, uniforms, and yes, a number of Confederate flags. Many are rotated in and out of the gallery to limit the exposure to light because they're so old. Some pieces are so fragile, they have yet to be displayed. This is also where the nylon flag that flew for about 2 weeks at the State House is stored.
I guess it was sort of inevitable because Confederate is in our name, and it's a Confederate flag, but it's not a military artifact. It's a political artifact. That's not really what we're in the business of collecting. But as I said, we're a state agency. When the state says you do this, then we do it.
The museum was tasked with properly caring for the flag and coming up with a proposal for a display for the flag that includes some kind of memorial and would mean an expansion to the Relic Room's current space. The proposal, about $3.5 million, was rejected by legislators this year. So the flag continues to wait in storage.
Acid-free tissue to pad it out so you don't get sharp creases. This is the way any historic thing would be stored. For a flag that was 2 weeks old at the time we put it in this box, it seems a little bit of overkill. But if we're intending on saving this flag for 150 years, just like the others, then we'd give it the same level of care.
This is not the flag Charlotte activist Bree Newsom removed in an act of civil disobedience, although police turned it over to the museum this year. This is the flag that immediately replaced it and flew until July 10th. And Cockrell was there that hot day when it was officially taken down. In fact, she helped escort the flag to the Relic Room.
We had a run-through with law enforcement the day before, so they could tell us where everything was going to be. My director and I were the ones who were driven around and shown how things were going to happen. He was the one who walked out and accepted it from the patrolman. I was in the State House with the box.
Once the flag was placed in the box, things sped up.
They transported us in a bulletproof vehicle. We had a decoy so that nobody knew where we were. They wanted to make sure there were no incidents.
The flag was rolled up to the size of a sausage, which was good for transporting, but not for storage.
So we got it back here and we unrolled it and we put it in this box and padded it all out and put it in storage pretty much in about 15 minutes and get it taken care of.
As you walk through the museum, it does seem a little off that this political artifact, as Cockrell calls it, is housed here. Many of the artifacts already on display have been through war, like this one framed Confederate battle flag.
These flags have been under fire. We speculate, there's no way of proving, that this big round void right here is actually a cannonball.
These are historical pieces that have wear and tear, visible scars that tell a story. The nylon flag that came down from the State House looks like a brand new flag, and it was until it was lowered. Its significance is in the sequence of events that led to its removal. Still, the public wants to see this printed nylon flag. In fact, Cockrell recalls people stopping by the following week after it came down to see if it was on display. What she told them then is what she'll have to tell visitors now. Until the Relic Room's proposal is accepted by state legislators, it's going to be a while before the Confederate flag thousands came to see go down goes up in the museum. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Columbia.